dinner at 8.
Remember back in February when we called this segment See It, Stream It, or Skip It? What you can see in the theater, enjoy from the comfort of your own home, or skip altogether.
Ooh, you know, there's a big feeling that we may not see cinemas really reopen until 2021.
It feels like that.
And that bums me out like I cannot even begin.
So we're going on April, May, June, July. We're going on 5 months of this just being called Stream It.
Well, I've got some good stuff to actually talk about. This Stream It theme is all around the new NBC Universal app and website, Peacock TV. So here's the deal. If you have only ever used Netflix, you're going to find that Netflix is losing some of those big favorites, the Friends, The Office, Law and Order, because these shows are being moved onto independent apps. So the companies that made them want to keep them, and they want you to pay a monthly subscription fee to them rather than to Netflix. So the Peacock Universal or Peacock TV is NBC Universal. Now, before you think that, oh, my favorite NBC shows like Friends are going to be on there, wah, wah, wah. Warner Brothers actually owns Friends, so Friends will be on the HBO Max app.
So confusing.
It is confusing, and this is what I really didn't want to see happen with streaming, because I don't want 20 different companies charging me $5.99 a month. I want one company to charge me $60 a month, and then I can stream from all of those services.
It feels inevitable at this point, though, because they're not able to release a lot of new content. So they're having to find a way to make some revenue, and a streaming service is going to be it.
And there's weird partnerships. So Apple TV teamed up with, I believe it was Verizon. So if you have a Verizon account that includes a data package, you get Apple TV for free. And then there was a Disney deal that they did at one point.
With Hulu.
I think it's AT&T maybe was with Apple.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah. And so you may get Peacock TV for free. For example, outside of our area, there are people who have the Comcast system providing internet and telephone and TV services. That you get Peacock TV for free if you're a part of that group. Doesn't exist around here, so you're not going to see it. But I paid for a whole year up front so that I could get a discount on Peacock TV. Now, here's what's really confusing. There are three tiers. Tier number one is a limited amount of content with ads that is free. $5.99, you can get all or limited content. No, I'm sorry. You get all the content with ads. You can go to $10 a month, all the content, no ads. So it's just as confusing as picking a cable package, only you're going to get a hold of this. So here's the deal. I went through the entire library when this launched on Wednesday, and there are some gems, but there's also a lot of like, meh. Amy, I know you were excited for Olympic coverage. That was part of the launch of Peacock TV, was you were going to get all this cool Olympic coverage.
I love watching the Olympics, admittedly. So I was excited for that.
So here are some things that I think people right off the bat will say like, oh, I'd love to binge that. Cheers. House. Everybody Loves Raymond. The first three Jurassic Park movies. Unsolved Mysteries, and then there's kids stuff specifically. They've got an original Curious George television series. They've got reality television series, Saved by the Bell, Murder, She Wrote. So there's a lot of stuff in here that is very bingeable. I mean, we're talking about almost 90 years worth of content. There's a huge amount of Alfred Hitchcock pieces in here, both movies as well as his Alfred Hitchcock Presents television show, which is missing maybe four episodes total, one of them being my favorite episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And I was so mad. I was like, season 3, episode 28, 25, 26, what? 27, 29.
How?
I know.
Why?
My favorite episode is called Lamb to the Slaughter. And it's a Roald Dahl who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the BFG. He wrote this short story, and it's about a woman who's pregnant, and her husband comes home and says, I've been cheating on you. I'm leaving you. You're done. I'm leaving you. And she takes a leg of lamb that she was going to prepare for dinner and beats this guy to death with it.
What?
She puts the lamb in the oven and then puts her coat on, drives to the store, buys a can of peas, comes home, sees her husband's body, and goes, oh, no, and calls the police and pretends that someone must have broken into their home. Now, the real irony of this is she's telling them, she's like, well, I've made this whole leg of lamb. So she feeds the police while they're gone the murder weapon. It is just an amazing episode. Why is that not included?
Creepy.
It doesn't make any sense
Why
to me.
Why isn't it? Did you write a strongly worded letter? Please tell me you did.
I immediately Googled, why isn't this on Peacock TV? And no one has really jumped to it yet. So I did send an email just inquiring, why am I being limited?
It's creepy, but okay.
It's creepy, but I mean all of the episodes of Alfred Hitchcock.
I was going to say, that's not...
But this one is just so well done, and it's like watching a little mini movie. So here's the deal. I focused on the movies that are available. Universal Studios, one of the most famous film production studios, they've been around since movies began. You get a really nice catalog of movies included with this. So just like any other streaming service now, if you really want to watch Jurassic Park, it's great if you've got that particular service. So right at the top of my list, here's some things I'd like to recommend. If you're going to get Peacock TV, which, by the way, you can get a one-week free trial of that no ads version, so you can go for that, or you can watch this with the $5.99. I haven't kind of gone around and checked out what it looks like if you just have the completely free supported by ads. If they're pulling stuff away, I imagine they're pulling away more movies than television series. So here's what I would recommend. Number one, Law Abiding Citizen. So I'm a huge fan of Gerard Butler. His Olympus Has Fallen, where people take over the White House. And then London Has Fallen, Angel Has Fallen. I can't get enough of these action movies. They're kind of silly. They're kind of stupid. But he's in this movie, Law Abiding Citizen. And it is about a very smart man who in the first couple moments of this movie, there's a home invasion and his family is killed. The people who kill his family are let out on a technicality because they plead out. Years later, all of a sudden, the people who are involved in the plea deal start disappearing and dying. Obviously, it's this guy who's doing it, but Jamie Foxx, who plays a hotshot district attorney, can't pin anything on him. They just can't get anything. This will keep you guessing, and it's one of those things where he's a villain, but you also feel bad for him as a villain. He's just trying to get revenge. Law Abiding Citizen is one of those movies where if you sit down and you've got a bag of popcorn in front of you, you're good to go. You've got a great night in. The documentary I Am Big Bird. So this is about Carol Spinney, the gentleman who played Big Bird, and you get to find out how his relationship started with puppets. You get to find out all of these unique things about his life, including they discuss about how he had trained to go up into space. NASA had contracted with Sesame Workshop to put Big Bird into space to get people excited about space. And unfortunately, the Big Bird suit just didn't work. It just, you know, it was too big for the payload. And so instead, they decided to send a female teacher up. Big Bird was supposed to originally be on the Challenger. And Carol Spinney never quite recovers from this. And he talks about in the documentary and the fact that, you know, could you imagine what that was like? It was horrific to watch as people did across the entire globe. But if Big Bird had been in the Challenger as well, it is just, it's amazing. Because this guy plays not only Big Bird, but he's also Oscar the Grouch. And so how does he go from the happiest character to the grouchiest character? It is just wonderful. And you see how he had to learn to skate wearing it. And then how he passed the torch. Carol Spinney, unfortunately, just passed away this last year. But how he set it up and passed the torch so that the Big Bird character could live on. Last, certainly not least, maybe one of my most watched movies of all time, Fried Green Tomatoes. If you have never seen the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, I'll tell you this right off the bat. This movie was ahead of its time as far as girl power. There are wonderful female characters in this movie, And I think that if I had a young if I had a young woman in my household, I would definitely want her to watch this because it's not just about confidence, but it's really great acting. It is just maybe one of the best movies I think I've ever seen. And I owned it on VHS, I owned it on Laserdisc, and now I own it on DVD and Blu-ray. It's a story. It's a woman who goes to visit a relative at an old folks' home and ends up meeting another old woman who just wants to talk. And this old woman tells her the story, and they keep cutting back and forth between today and then growing up in the South. Also, when you watch this movie, if you go to the website dinnerinamovie.com, you can find a recipe for fried green tomatoes. I guarantee you are going to want to eat some barbecue, some fried green tomatoes while you watch this thing. It is just top notch. Other great things I just want to throw out there. If you're a Saved by the Bell fan, they have both of the Saved by the Bell movies on here. The Hawaiian Vacation and then The Wedding in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh, those were so good.
I know, it's been a long time since I've seen them. Matinee, which is a love letter to watching movies, as well as the Cuban Missile Crisis. One of my biggest guilty pleasures is a John Goodman movie called King Ralph, where the entire royal family dies, and it turns out one of them many years ago had a tryst with an American maid, and he is the only living relative, and so an American becomes the King of England. Real guilty pleasure. Most people hate that movie, but man alive, I can watch that over and over and over again, as well as a movie called Frailty that Jill, my wife, loves. I don't care for it so much, but she does love it, and so this is just for Jill out there. Frailty, about a man who thinks he's getting messages from angels about people that he should be murdering on Earth. And so, yeah, very weird. Bill Paxton's in it, Matthew McConaughey. It's definitely worth a watch. I think if people like the movie Frailty, they're telling everyone that they love it so that they all watch it. So you should check it out. Also, and someone commented on our text club, 35270, I paid for no commercials on Hulu, and it's far from commercial-free. Kind of frustrating. I will tell you this. You have to sit through like a minute-long ad for Peacock TV when you start watching something on it.
And really?
Yeah. So you're watching a commercial for itself. There's also a one-off special for 30 Rock that they did that was sort of this quarantine special that pokes fun at itself. It is a 60-minute-long commercial for Peacock TV. The idea is like, hey, we're launching this new app. Let's make a special edition version of our show for the app. That's the premise of the episode. So,
what? Do you have this problem with Hulu too? I did not pay for no commercials on Hulu, so I'm used to the commercials, I guess. But did you pay for no commercials on Hulu?
I did, yeah.
And
I know what they're
still
talking about. Yeah, you have to watch ads. So if they're like, hey, guess what's coming to Hulu? Well, I paid for no commercials. I was expecting the Flintstones to start right away when I clicked play. So I think there's a lot of there's a lot of opinions. And if you're going to add another streaming service, I really feel like if you want Peacock TV, you already have it. It's sure. Not like Disney Plus, which right out of the bat, oh man, some great original content. The original content here is pretty minimum. No one's talking about the new shows that they've had. Maybe further down the line when they can catch up with production, but for the most part.
But some good stuff there. If you like the stuff that is on there, you're getting it. I mean, because these are kind of cult following shows. Once they get things like The Office and things like that.
The sheer number of hours of Law & Order episodes that are on here. I mean, it's got to be almost maybe into the thousands of hours at this point, because you've got Law & Order, Criminal Intent, Special Victims Unit, the LA one. I mean, you've got everything.
Okay, and if people want to get that free week-long trial, what are the movies they should watch while they're there?
I think you watch Fried Green Tomatoes, I Am Big Bird, Law Abiding Citizen, and then if you are itching for a documentary, they also have that Perfect Bid about the guy who outplayed The Price is Right on there, which has been a constant on the See It, Stream It, or Skip It bandwagon of you need to see this. So there is some good stuff in there. There's also a lot of stuff that you're going to go like, man, am I glad I didn't pay $80 up front like JJ did.
There you go. There's Stream It.
I love the free.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so
It's oak.
I hate California.